Here's your Forbes Daily Briefing for Tuesday, March 26th. Today on Forbes, here's why the Kushners are unlikely to help pay Trump's bond. Yesterday, a New York State Appeals Court said that former President Donald Trump will not have to immediately post a bond for more than $454 million in the civil fraud case against him and his company. The court said that Trump can delay payment of the full appeals bond as long as he posts a partial $175 million bond within 10 days. He had until yesterday, March 25th, to post the appeals bond in the full amount plus interest before New York Attorney General Letitia James had planned to collect on the judgment. Last week, Trump's attorneys said in a legal filing that he was unable to secure the bond for the full amount. Even with a reduced bond of $175 million, it's still unclear whether Trump can find a company to underwrite that amount, or even if he has the collateral to put up. This after already posting a bond for $91.6 million earlier in March in a separate civil case judgment against him for sexual abuse and defamation of the writer E. Jean Carroll. To come up with the reduced bond, the former president could turn to his many rich friends, but none have evidently come to his rescue so far. There are also his wealthy family members, the Kushners. In 2017, Forbes estimated the net worth of his son-in-law Jared Kushner's family at $1.8 billion, including $1.1 billion in real estate and $200 million in cash and liquid assets. Forbes estimated the combined net worth of Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump at $375 million in 2019, with most of it, $324 million, coming from Jared. Since leaving the White House in 2021, Kushner has gotten back into business. He still owns part of the Kushner Companies, the family's New York-based real estate firm that claims to have $16 billion in assets. The company was founded in 1985 by Jared's father, Charles, who ran it until he was sentenced to 2 years in prison for illegal campaign contributions, tax evasion, and witness tampering in 2005, leading to Jared taking a larger role in the family business. In his last financial disclosure as a senior advisor to the Trump administration in 2021, he disclosed between $206 million and $801 million in assets, minus a range of $26 million to $130 million in liabilities. In the same disclosure, he disclosed income between $21 million and $114 million. For her part, Ivanka reported between $600,000 and $1.5 million in assets and about $2.6 million in income. It's highly unlikely that Kushner would come to Trump's aid even if he could. For starters, much of his family's wealth is tied up in real estate. About 60% of Kushner's assets in his disclosure were interests in commercial and residential real estate, most of them tied to his family's company. In court filings, Trump's lawyers stated that securing the bond was a, quote, practical impossibility, partly because many bond companies refused to accept, quote, hard assets such as real estate as collateral. It's likely that the Kushners, were they to try to secure the bond on Trump's behalf, would face the same issues. And much like Trump himself, they have their own debt to deal with. According to Real Capital Analytics, the firm's properties, including joint ventures, have an estimated total value of $9 billion and $4.7 billion in debt at origination. Most of the Kushners' property holdings are made up of apartments, with the largest portion concentrated in New York and New Jersey. The Kushners haven't had much luck turning those assets into hard cash recently. In December, the firm sold a portfolio of three apartment buildings in Manhattan's East Village for $57 million, $12 million less than the value they had been appraised at in December 2019, when the company took out a $45.1 million loan on the portfolio. That's not surprising, given the sales of multifamily buildings in New York fell by 52% in 2023 compared to the year before, according to Ariel Property Advisors. Then there's Jared's Affinity Partners, a private equity firm that he founded in 2021. The firm held about $3.1 billion in assets under management, and Kushner was listed as the sole owner, according to its latest SEC filing from March 2023. The firm's assets, $3 billion, includes the $2 billion that Saudi Arabia's public investment fund reportedly invested in 2021, according to the New York Times, a deal that has come under scrutiny. But regardless, that money is likely unavailable for use in this case. For full coverage, check out Giacomo Tognini's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.